I'm not going to be very long at all because I think we're all tired, happy and tired. And I'm not going to repeat what good explanations we've heard today. These six items, and there are more, but as one of the speakers said, the best thing is to go home and investigate for yourself. Search out the scriptures. One piece of good advice that was given to me when I was a young lad, that's many years ago, but he said, read the book of Romans. And all that you've heard today basically is found in that wonderful book. So, just a reminder, read, learn, and digest the book of Romans. I don't think the Christian should go far from that book. You shouldn't stray from it, really. One thing I would say, I just noticed this morning when I was looking at it. Salvation, redemption, propitiation, justification. Those four are really nothing to do with us. It's what God has done in Christ for us. We had no part in it. It's his work. But the last two, as Chris made reference this afternoon, sanctification and transformation, we can have a part in. It's what we can do. We can be closer to the Lord. We can help ourselves in that sense to be more sanctified by following the Lord more closely. And we can be transformed by looking at the Lord. It says, we all, looking at the Lord and the glory of the Lord, are transformed. So just take that away with you. The first four is what God has done for us, what grace that is. The last two is what we can do, the part that we can play in dedicating ourselves to the Lord Jesus, who the one who's given his everything for us. A few years ago, I did knock something up on the book of Romans, the Roman Road. There's a few more shons that we didn't discuss today. But you can see that all that we've spoken about today flows from the book of Romans. And I would thoroughly recommend that you study it well. And as at least one of the speakers said, make it your own. That's all I've got to say, really. Perhaps we can just close in prayer.